Good morning. It is June the 19th, and this is the Education Subcommittee of Ways and Means, and we have work sessions today, and we're going to get through them just as fast as we can because we all want to head out of here. And we're going to start with opening a public hearing on House Bill 2545.
Work session
on House Bill 2545. Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is a bill that may look familiar to you. In the state school fund bill, we create a distribution or carve out for a program that would provide free lunches to those who are eligible for reduced lunches under current federal rule or law. The state school fund bill carved out $2,395,593 for this purpose. What this bill does is put that language permanently in statute regarding giving the authorization for this program, and then each biennium will have to deal with the funding on it in the state school fund or other mechanisms. So what this bill does is basically put that authorizing language in statute for the Department of Education.
In the state school fund, there was, what, a couple of million?
There was $2.4 million, yeah. Mr. Chair.
Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Doug. I move that House Bill 2545 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Questions on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Okay, we need carriers. It's a House bill, Madam Co-Chair.
What about Doherty?
Doherty?
Yes.
On the floor, that'd be fine.
Yes. And to the full, Representative Huffman?
Sure.
Okay.
And I'll take it to the Senate. Okay, thank you very much. Now we just start at the top.
Yes.
We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 78.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 78 requires the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to establish standards related to a teacher education program to be accredited by a national organization, as well as adopt standards related to the approval of a public teacher education program of more than 4 years' duration, also establishes a grant program and appropriates $200,000 general fund. We have the proposed A2 amendment, which increases other funds expenditure limitation for the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission by $83,643 in the 2015-17 biennium, which is for a partial position to implement the bill. The other thing that I would note is on OLIS, we also have a draft budget report. And at the very bottom, and I'll read the note here, it says the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission is directed to report back to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means during the 2017 regular session as part of the agency's budget presentation regarding the status and administration of the grant program established by Senate Bill 78 in 2015. That's because this agency has not administered grant program for the last 15 years and does not have specific software in order to manage grants. So we just want them to report back and tell us how that's going to go.
Questions of Krista? Madam Co-Chair, on the amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A2 amendment to Senate Bill 78.
Discussion of the motion. Any objections to the motion? Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, I move Senate Bill 78 to the full committee with the due pass of recommendation as amended.
Discussion? Any objections? Okay, and we need carriers, Senate Bill, Senator Roblin, to the full and to the Senate, and Madam Co-Chair?
Yes. Senator, Representative Smith-Warner, to the floor, to the House floor.
Okay, got that question.
I was watching to make sure, you know, most of the heads were down, but.
Right, she looked up. She was the first one.
Okay, close the work session on 78, open work session on House Bill 3308.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3308 directs the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to convene and staff a work group to analyze and develop recommendations to address disparities in higher education within traditionally marginalized, underserved, or underrepresented communities, and the HEC will submit a report detailing the analysis and recommendation to the interim legislative committees on higher education by June 30th, 2016. We have a proposed a four amendment which appropriates $43,092 general fund to the Higher Education Coordinating Commission associated with a 0.25 FTE to carry out the provisions of the bill.
Discussion? Madam Co-Chair on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Smith Warner has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Not a question so much as something I'd like to get on the record, which is I have been struck this year by the great goals and aspirations that we have of the Higher Education Coordinating Committee and the work that they will be doing over the next 2 years. So I hope that there is that they, or I would maybe even request that they would compile for us all of the studies and the work groups and the things that they're going to be overseeing in the next 2 years, and maybe get that to the committee members for our edification, and also just to they probably already are doing this, but it struck me this morning when I was reading through the bills thinking, wow, there's more. We ask a lot of them, and I have great faith in their abilities, and I think it would be helpful for all of us to be able to have a sense in one place of all that they are being asked to do.
They've only been in existence for about 1 year, and they're learning fast. Okay, Madam Co-Chair, amendment?
Yes, I move the dash fours to House Bill 3308.
Discussion? Any objection? Madam Co-Chair.
I move House Bill 3308 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion? Any objections? And Madam Co-Chair, House Bill, you want to carry this one?
I'd love to.
Okay, this Madam Co-Chair will take it to the full Ways and Means and to the House, and I will take it to the Senate. I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 586.
Okay, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 586 would broaden the age range of youth overseen by programs and services of the Youth Development Council from age 20 to age 24. The bill has a $154,229 general fund fiscal impact to the Oregon Department of Education associated with one position, 0.75 FTE. The bill has a proposed dash one amendment to the measure, which is the appropriation amendment for the bill.
Questions of staff? So we're raising the age limit from 20 to 24. Madam Co-Chair on the dash one amendment.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, I move the dash ones to Senate Bill 586.
Discussion? Any objections? Madam Co-Chair.
It's been a busy morning. Co-Chair Monroe, I move Senate Bill 586 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Senate Bill, Senator Roblin to full and to the Senate floor, and Madam Co-Chair for the House.
Representative Huffman
to the House floor. And now we will open a work session on House Bill 2870.
Okay, House Bill 2870 permits the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, yes, another HEC bill, to enter into contracts with independent nonprofit post-secondary institutions of education that are exempt from certain HEC regulations. The bill also permits the HEC to adopt rules governing the resolution of complaints filed against these institutions. You'll notice that the fiscal impact has changed a little bit since we last had the public hearing, and that is because we weren't sure if the agency needs a permanent position or if they're going to be doing contracting for these, because they're not really sure how many institutions they're going to be contracting with. So we're leaving the appropriation amount, which is in the A 4 amendment at $198,452 other, or not appropriation, excuse me, other fund expenditure limitation. At the $198,000, we don't know if that will be enough. The agency may have to come back at a later date and request more, but that will depend upon how many institutions they end up contracting with. And the proposed A4 amendment also contains the A3 amendment language as well.
Any questions? Madam Co-Chair, on the A4 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash fours to House Bill 2870.
Discussion? Any questions? Any objections? And Madam Co-Chair.
I move House Bill 2870 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
And discussion on the motion. Any objections to the motion? We're just rolling right along. Okay. Madam Co-Chair, we'll let you name the carrier. This is a House bill.
Thank you. Is Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Do you want to carry it on the floor?
Sure.
Okay, and I'll carry it to the full.
Okay, and I'll carry it to the Senate.
Okay.
Close work session on 2870, open work session on 3166.
Okay, House Bill 3166 requires the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to administer a pilot program for the purpose of identifying non-core courses and alternative authorization requirements. The measure with the A5 amendment has a minimal fiscal impact to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. And then assuming that school districts will continue to seek funding for the non-core teacher-related expenses from the Career and Technical Education Grant Program by the Oregon Department of Education, the bill has a minimal fiscal impact. So we have the A5 amendment, which strikes anything related to the network of quality teaching and learning, since they won't need those funds.
Questions of Krista?
Mr. Co-Chair.
Madam Co-Chair.
My brain's a little mushy. It's been a long time since breakfast.
I haven't had any.
You lost me on Krista when it says the removes authorization from the network of quality teaching and learning. So this bill sets up CTE in its separate fund?
No.
Yeah, help me out.
No, Madam Co-Chair. So they, I think originally the intention, they put in language in there for costs to be reimbursed through the network of quality teaching and learning, because I think school districts thought that TSPC might have expenses, and TSPC already has staffing and as well as a licensure program that's existing. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the lovely bills that we like to have here in Ways and Means. We thought it cost money, but as it turns out, the funding's already in place. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So. My microphone's up there in the sky. I appreciate the clarification.
Yeah.
Additional discussion. Madam Co-Chair, on the A5 amendment.
I move the dash 5 to House Bill 3166.
Discussion. Objection. Madam Co-Chair.
I move House Bill 3166 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion. Objections. And Madam Co-Chair, carrier.
Representative Springer on the House floor, and Representative Hoffman, do you want to carry it to the full?
Love to.
Good.
Senator Roebland to the Senate floor.
Good bill. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could we suspend the rules and allow Representative Springer to vote on House Bill 2545? It will not change the outcome of anything.
except for school lunches.
Wow, that's the story of my life.
That was which bill?
House Bill 2545.
Okay, I'll close the work session on 3166. reconsider, what was it?
Or
2545?
Yes.
Reconsider the vote by which we passed out 2545. And Madam Co-Chair moves 2545 to the floor, to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. And is there any objection? Okay, so now you're on record having voted on it.
Madam Co-Chair, may I just wanted to confirm for 3166, I had to step out of the room for a minute, so was I considered voting on it?
Which one did you miss?
Check with Julie.
Well, I'm not sure if I missed it or not for 3166. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on. Okay, we'll see you all on Monday.
No, she's not on. She's off. She was not here when we voted on that.
On 3166?
Yes.
Were you outside?
I was outside.
Oh, boy. Okay. We will reconsider the vote by which we approved House Bill 3166. Madam Co-Chair moves 3166 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Senator Roblin.
Before Smith Warner was there, if we redo this, does that mean Smith Warner won't be on it?
Mr. Chair, can't we just suspend the rules and allow her to vote?
Is that allowed?
That's what we can do in other committees.
Okay. We will suspend the rules to allow Kathleen Taylor to vote on 3166. How do you vote, Kathleen Taylor?
Yes.
She votes yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Are we legal, Julie?
Okay.
Julie says we're legal. Krista says we're legal.
And we have Mr. Wilson behind us.
And Doug just says get out of
Doug
here.
Doug,
just so you know, both Monday and Tuesday have full agendas. ODE's budget will likely be on Tuesday as it stands now if we get approval from the co-chairs.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure what the schedule will be after Tuesday. I would expect maybe a Wednesday meeting too.
Yeah, I think so. From having talked to the
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We're adjourned.